Report: Mark Zuckerberg admits Facebook's clear bias, dependence on activist fact-checkers. By Alim Bokhari on September 19, 2019. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg admitted a clear bias in the way his platform handled the pro-life organization Live Action, according to a report by the group's founder and president, Lila Rose. In a meeting today with Senator Josh Hawley, Mark Zuckerberg said Facebook was wrong to censor me in Live Action, that there was clear bias and that the fact-checkers were activists. Zuckerberg is in D.C. today for closed-door meetings with lawmakers. In his first trip to the Capitol since his testimony before a joint committee of the House and Senate on the Cambridge Analytica scandal last year. "We have yet to receive any apology from Facebook," continued Rose. "Thousands of my FB followers were sent push notifications saying I spread false news. The bogus fact check by the abortionists who have publicly called for our deplatforming is still up on the Health Feedback website. The problem is bigger than Facebook's censorship of us. They lack transparency and honesty. They claim to be neutral but don't act that way. They enjoy privileges as a platform, but act like a far-left, politically motivated publisher. This affects all news and content shared on FB. Some say just move off the platform. FB has a user base of 2B+. Educational nonprofits like ours have developed followings of millions, investing hard-won dollar for years in order to share our content, because FB claimed they don't censor content based on political viewpoint." Senator Hawley confirmed Rose's report in a tweet. "Zuckerberg admitted there clearly was bias in the Live Action, Lila Rose, censorship," said the senator. "Said bias is an issue we've struggled with for a long time." The Missouri senator also said two of his suggestions to Zuckerberg, to sell WhatsApp and Instagram to address competition concerns, and submit to a third-party audit on censorship, were rejected by the Facebook CEO. Live Action has been the target of censorship from multiple social media platforms, including Facebook, on the basis of false allegations from fact-checkers, YouTube, which refused to run the organization's ads, Twitter, which also banned the group's ability to run ads, and Pinterest, which falsely labeled Live Action's content as pornographic. Breitbart News has reached out to Facebook for comment. "Are you an insider at Google, Facebook, Twitter or any other tech company who wants to confidentially reveal wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Alim Bokhari at his secure email address alimbokhari@protonmail.com. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.